702. Comment.
I saw this image that was published over the weekend by the Spur restaurant chain. It's the kind of thing that happens on Facebook all the time. And it's an image of a woman who's worked in the same restaurant for about 25 years. So the chain puts out this picture, and underneath it says, Ma Dudu has been making waffles at that particular restaurant for all of that time, and that she's produced around 37,000 waffles while she's been working there. And as I say, I mean, you see this from restaurant chains or anyone who's in charge of a social media account for a company that faces consumers. You see it all the time. But it's led to a huge reaction around why someone has been, I suppose, almost stuck in the same job for so long. And it raises so many important questions. You want to know, why did Ma Dudu stay in what must be a low-paying job for 25 years? Did the company give her any opportunities? Was there really a chance for her to educate herself? Did someone ever take her aside and say, look, do you want to do this or do you want to do that? We can help you. Was she given a chance? I suppose there are other questions as well. Did she feel she could take advantage of any of the opportunities? Did she have agency to do that? Or maybe she felt that she was simply comfortable doing this one thing. Or maybe she is incredibly frustrated. And in the middle of all of this, there's another important aspect, which is that we don't know what her family life is like. And I've noticed that single parents, and they're almost all women, so single moms, will often put their career on hold, put their job on hold. They'll take a job that maybe doesn't advance you in a meaningful way, but stay in the job because it works for her in that situation. So her main focus is on the children that she is raising, and she wants to prioritize that rather than the job. And in the middle of all of this, the thing that strikes me is the silence from Ma Dudu. There's a whole conversation around her, and yet we don't know how she feels. And get this, we don't even know her actual name. And she probably, and I'm guessing here, I don't know her, but she may not feel empowered to speak in public, to tell her story. And I don't know if anyone will actually go and find her and ask the simple question, how did it happen in a country that's changed so much over 25 years? How did it happen that she stayed in the same job for that time, simply baking waffles?